say, there's no place like home sweet home. But why is it that after a long day at work, you finally get to go home, and you sit in your car outside of your apartment and don't rush immediately through the front door to your loved ones? Why is that? And as this question has gone viral, let's talk about the different responses from internet users.
Yeah, so as this question has gone viral, some of the responses on the internets have been as such. The first answer on the website that started this round of discussion was, I didn't understand why my father chilled out in the car after driving back home in the past. I always urged him to get out of the car and go back. I imagine, come back inside. Then I learned how to drive. One evening after I drove back home, I stopped the car, closed the car window. Then suddenly, I didn't want to move. It's a closed space, which was suitable to chill out. It's like when I open the car door, I will enter another world where there's a lot of problems I need to face, think of, and solve. Then I suddenly understood my father. And so that was, I guess, what was kind of starting this round of discussion, as I had said. But the most popular answer to this, I guess, question is, I don't want to get out of the car for most of the times because it's a boundary point. After you push the car door open, you're a father, a son, a husband, but not yourself. Not, I imagine, you just with yourself. When you're in the car, you can stay alone quietly, maybe smoke a cigarette. At the same time, your body only belongs to yourself. So that's the most, I guess, most popular response or reason why you stay in the car.
Yes, and it seems like there is this almost negative or pessimistic feeling that once you go through the front door into the household, and then there's like a lot more that is not something you want to take up immediately.
Well, sure, but at the same time, it's realistic to know that that's life. You know, I often say how you perceive the world, your perspective is what decides whether you're going to be happy or sad or depressed or let these things get to you, right? But at the end of the day, you will feel, you know, not every day in your life is going to be the happiest day ever. If it is, whoa, I wish I was you. So I think this is just, though it's hard to hear, it's realistic. I think sometimes we just want to hear the gumdrops and roses of life and ignore that life is much more than just that happy place that you go to with Roundtable on
Fridays.
That's the happiest place in the world. You know what? Maybe you can be happy on Fridays if you listen to that, but I digress. I think this is realistic. This is people taking a minute saying, hey, actually, maybe this doesn't sound nice when I say this, but maybe for them it feels good to be able to say and realize and have self-reflection why they do this. Maybe they do this and they don't really know what they're doing. It just feels right to sit in your car. But, you know, obviously people have really kind of been interested in this question. And so in which case, I think, you know, obviously this is something that is very realistic in a lot of people's lives.
Yes, and I think it kind of reminds me of one state of mind when I'm staring at something, maybe a picture, maybe someone, or simply food. I feel like my mind is wandering. It's away. It's not where I am right now. And I'm not actually thinking about anything. It's just like my mind goes blank. And I think so many people can share that kind of experience. And according to scientific research, that experience is only your brain taking a little pause, just having a little rest. And I think if our brain can find that little segment of rest, maybe we can find them ourselves in our own way. And for those who have a car and don't really have the luxury of being at home alone, they found their place. So I don't think it's a depressed thing or it's sad. It's just people finding a way to survive, to be happier, to face the problem in life and more positively.
Yeah, and I suppose, yeah, Ryan, you are right. Not everybody and, well, nobody would find every day the happiest day ever. That just doesn't work. And also with the internet users, some of them have written down this response, and it has been echoed by a lot of people. That is, taking a little trip down memory lane. Remember when you were still a student, when all the social responsibility or family responsibility didn't fall on your shoulders? And sometimes when it's the end of the school day, and before you go home, go to the dinner that mom's gonna make you, you take a little pause, maybe as you're waiting for the school bus or waiting for the car to go home, and you're kind of spacing out too.
Yeah.
And you cherish that little moment that you don't need to listen to parents asking about your grades or what's going on in school. Sometimes there is that little moment of solitude that is kind of necessary for people to just take a moment on their own and sort of get ready for the next part of the daily life. And if you go into details and see after that long day out, so people, do they feel that the solitude and maybe a little bit of loneliness is kind of necessary?
Yeah, it is necessary because sometimes you do need a getaway in life, or at least adjust your emotion. Many things happen. You don't want to bring work back to home. No matter it's so exciting things happened or it's like something troubling happened, you just don't want to bring that back home because home has its own issues, like taking care of kids, be happy with your wife, things like that. So you try to take yourself up together and adjust your emotion. That might be a reason why you need that moment for yourself. And another one I can think of is you just want to take a pause, like Hoyang has said. That's so many problems in life don't really have a solution. So even though we don't have a solution, we still fight for it until the end. Maybe a solution will come up. But before that, it's just a sense of a little bit desperate. But that can also take a pause, make people to take a pause.
Yeah, I think taking that pause is definitely necessary. But also, I wonder if sitting in your own car, being in that little space that you are king or queen, does that have an effect on people's decision in wanting to stay by yourself in this closed space a bit longer before resuming the other roles one play in life? I wonder if that has that strikes a chord with people.
I mean, I think your car is like almost an extension of your house. I think you feel comfort in your car just because of the mentality of it's closed doors. It's kind of separated from the outside in a way. It's like a kid who has a blanket over them feels like they're the safest person in the world, you know, like it's just a blanket, but suddenly no monsters can attack you when you're under your blanket, you know, because you're hiding under there. This kind of mentality, maybe people are hiding in their car from the problems in the world. I mean, kids are afraid of the monster that's under their bed. Maybe, you know, for parents, they're in a way, we're all still kids in a way, and our just problems are change. Our problems change from maybe things like monsters to things a little bit more realistic, like responsibility and letting people down, or hearing disappointment, or these kind of things. You know, I also think from these responses we found, sometimes you just want to be alone. You know, sometimes life is like it's almost like you teleport. You know, when you're a kid, you can remember all these good things that happen to you. Oh, every day, you know, something new happened, life was simple, and you have all these great memories. Then it's like suddenly you start hitting your working period of life, and boom, you teleport to when you're retired. And you're like, what happened all that time? And you sit there and you think, because every day I got up, I went to work, kissed my wife goodbye, got in the car, drove to work, came home, blah, 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 did this 5 days a week. On weekends, maybe you relaxed or went to do your shopping, and that was your life for years and years and years. And you know, I think sometimes in this teleporting process, there's a part of us that is much deeper, that needs more than just a routine in our life. And that person, that philosopher, that wanting to find more than just surviving in life, but a meaning to it, that could also be that feeling we only get with ourselves. And it's increasingly harder to come by maybe in today's life. You got your family, you got your work, but you got your car. And the car, hey, you can't understate this.
Oh, I don't have
the car. Is the modern day blanket that allows you to take a second to protect you from all that stuff so you can maybe spend a little time with yourself.
Yeah, I guess for anybody who's in that house, and hearing that might hurt a little bit, but
it's not personal though.
It's not. So, and also I think Ryan, I agree with you. That is just part of the human mind that you need. And also one thing that freaks me out when I think about it, about, I'm obviously not married right now, but about like the married life that maybe is something that has a lot to do with this. That is, it seems like after you get married and have kids, have your own family, and then there is a severe decrease in the amount of personal space or private space you have, and that becomes something that you long for. And maybe for anybody who has decided to pick up more roles in life, becoming a wife, a mom, and all that stuff, then remember that you and your partner both need a little bit of private space. That it's not like you don't love each other, but or love your kids, but it's like you need that little bit of room,
soul searching.
Yeah, to be yourself and forget about all the responsibilities and those fun things.
Yeah.
the sweet burden that you will need to take up. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.